you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Getting set for our Huron Tiger Peer Governor duel as the governors are here at the arena and talk with Matt Goff, head coach of our Huron Tiger boys wrestlers. And Tigers have been off since last Saturday, long day in Chamberlain, but came home with a couple of titles that day. And coach, I guess first one we want to kind of spotlight there is Chumley, Brian Ramirez. He won the title there in Chamberlain, and it was reflected in the ratings this week.
Yeah, Brian won a big match that he lost earlier in the year against the Sioux Falls O'Gorman kids. So it was nice to get that match back. And we're sitting on the same side of the bracket for tomorrow at the Lee Wolf. So we'll probably see that guy again tomorrow, Saturday.
And then Moses Gross is Moses Gross.
Yeah, Moses wrestled pretty well last weekend again, and hopefully he can continue it. He should have a couple of good matches this week. So hopefully he's challenged a little bit.
Look at the rest of the lineup then, and Noah, you put a lot of importance on last week just because you're seeing a lot of the wrestlers that we will see in the regions coming up next month. Talk about some of the other kids that you saw there last week.
So we saw, I think Lawson. Yep, so Lado placed at 144. He's moving down a weight class this week, so it'll be interesting to see how he fits in now. Tegan Lean will be moving up to 144. Moses wrestled well. TJ Lean is moving down to 157 this week, so hopefully we can get a couple wins to help prepare him for regions coming up. Ryan Flory's back in at 165. Shar there placed third, wrestled pretty tough all weekend. He's out tonight with an injury, but we'll be back for regions. Damu placed fourth and wrestled pretty well as well, and winning against Chamberlain and a couple other region guys. Brian won, and Sir wrestled pretty well, just missing the podium last weekend.
Now, tonight it's up here. They're ranked number five as a team, and a lot of guys are in the rankings.
Yeah, Pierre's a pretty solid team, so lots of matchups where we could wrestle pretty close matches if we stick to our game plan and wrestle smart.
Or some of those swing matches that you're figuring on for this one?
106 could be a swing match tonight. 132 could be a swing match as well. Let's see. And 215 could also be another swing match tonight.
You mentioned 132. Aiden Zaveski back in the lineup.
Yep, Aiden getting healthy again, and we'll see. He's down a weight class from what he's been wrestling, so hopefully that helps him out a little bit.
And wrap it up with this. Nice to have another home duel here. Got another one on Thursday. Too bad they're kind of bunched together here.
Yeah, we started off away, and now we're finishing off the season at home, which is pretty nice to end at home and get ready for the postseason.
Matt Goff, head coach of the Tigers, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends. Girls basketball for this Huron Tiger moment. The Huron Tiger girls played in the very first Class A state girls basketball tournament in Aberdeen in 1975. The Tigers finished sixth, losing to Brandon Valley 48-36 in the first round, defeating winner in the consolation bracket 56-44, losing the consolation championship to Stevens 58-47. Junior Kim Melstad was second team All-State.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pre-match here as the Huron Tigers hosting Pierre in high school wrestling. Drew Strand, head coach of the Huron Tiger girls, with us now. Tigers, since last week, of course, they dueled on Friday, then went to the River City Rumble on Saturday in Chamberlain. And Drew, just kind of touch on some of the results you saw there.
Yep, I mean, there was some good competitions there, and our girls went out there. They did pretty well. We came home with a lot of hardware from that individually from our girls. So, you know, it was nice to see those guys have some, or girls have some success out in Chamberlain, and it's always nice going out there because we see some schools out west.
Now, tonight it's Pierre. The Pierre girls are top ranked. Kind of interesting, though, Coach Thorson just got a hold of you and said, what weights are you going to fill? And he said, that's what I'll do, too.
Yeah, I mean, with girls, trying to get as many matches as you can to make that top 16, so weigh-ins kind of come into effect. So it'll be really nice just for our girls just to have a matchup. All of our girls will be matched up against theirs and just kind of get after it and see what we got. Their girls are usually pretty tough, so, you know, our girls just got to go out and just do the best they can.
I was just going to say that they're top ranked for a reason, so you got to figure they're going to have a good wrestler on the mat every time.
Yep, I mean, they're one of those teams that came out with the girls wrestling right away with a full team, so they got a lot of practice partners and ways to push each other in the practice room. So, you know, our girls, if they want to, you know, I kind of told them coming here, if you want to make it to state, you know, here's a good start to see if you can get one of these wins against Pierre Girl, because they're usually in the rankings. So it'll be nice to see if any of our girls will come away with a win. And I know the 107 match should be a really good one between our Shay Lee and their Sydney Urig.
Drew Strand, head coach of the Huron Tiger girls, timeout on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Not using your timeshare like you thought you would, and you'd like to get rid of it, but you're not sure how to go about it. And all of a sudden, you receive a call from a company saying that they have a purchaser for your timeshare if you'd like to sell it now. In order to do this, you'll have to pay a listing cost of $4,000 and small closing costs, and you'll be rid of your timeshare. You need to be skeptical if you receive this call. There is typically no buyer, and all they're going to do is take your $4,000. If you've been victimized by this type of scam, call Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we are back at the Huron Arena. I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran getting set for wrestling dual coverage here. Huron Tigers hosting up here. Girls followed by the boys. A little miscalculation on my part. Didn't know they're going to put up 15 minutes in between the JV and the varsity, so we have a little extra time to kill here before we get to the got 9.5 minutes before they do the face-offs, the anthem, and then we'll be ready to wrestle. Girls followed by the boys. I believe there's 7 girls matches in the duel, and then a full slate of 14 for the boys. The girls, as we mentioned at the top, there's going to be 7 matches, so it's going to be a true duel. Whoever wins the most matches gets the most points will win the duel, where last week Yankton only came with three girls, so just on the strength of forfeits, the Huron girls picked up the dual win last week. But a little better matchup here tonight now as the girls that Pierre brought, they again, they're seven. Four of the seven are ranked. They're either number three or number five. So it'll be tough competition for us. And you heard Coach Strand mention there during the pre-match that Shaylee Saw of Huron, Sydney Uhrig of Pierre, that might be the best match there at 107. Sydney Uhrig at number three in the state. So, and there's quality in the lineup, and it'll be a challenge.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Pierre's good for a reason. They work hard. They got everything doing the right thing. When you got numbers in the room, you can wrestle each other. You can challenge each other. You can push. We don't have that big luxury that they've got. They can rotate kids around. It does make a difference. We're gaining. We're growing in the right direction. We're getting there. But tonight, it's good to see where you're at. You know, it's a good one for the girls to measuring stick. You find out what you got to do for the rest of the season to make sure you get yourself to the state tournament. And this will tell you, this is a competition you're going to see at state. Exactly what you're going to get here.
Yeah, pretty much. Because like Coach Strand said, you get a win tonight, that'll go a long ways before getting you seated in order to get to the state tournament. Now, for the boys, to be honest, you know, and it's kind of funny to say this, but Pierre's actually down a bit from where they've been the last few years. They're only ranked number five.
Well, you know, and that's going to happen. You know, you can't stay on top forever. I don't care what sport.
Nice problem to have.
Oh, exactly. Even, you know, I'll take the fifth. Like Gothko, you take the fifth seat rating every day, every week. You know, it'd be good. So you know where they're at. They're good kids out here, so you can't take anything lightly. You better have your best matches you got in front of you tonight because, again, this is what you're going to see down the road. This is what you're going to see at the regions. You've got to get through these type of kids to get to the state tournament.
Now, just one more home duel left, and that is next Thursday, Watertown. That'll also be senior night, and then we're back to the normal 7 o'clock for that one next Thursday. And then it really is almost like you get to the end of January, your duel season's just about over.
If you ain't got it in by then, you're really struggled to get it done. So,
South Dakota wrestling's tournament wrestling much more so than duel. Although,
yep.
Be fair, we have had the duel tournament back a few years now.
Yeah, and like I say, it's still Minnesota's the duel. That's their duel tournament. That's their biggest thing over there. That's what they do. Over here, we've always been the individual. It's just what we don't, you know, get comfortable with.
Well, that's, you know, funny you bring that up because when I was talking to Coach Strand, earlier, back, I think it might have been during football season, we got to talking about wrestling and the dual tournament versus the individual tournament. And Coach Strand just, you know, he's from Minnesota. He wrestled in Minnesota. And basically he said to a couple of people, if it's an individual tournament, why do you keep team score?
Well,
he's got, for me, the novice that I am at wrestling, that seems like a valid point.
You know, and
I don't know. Individual is individual. Team is everybody.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I don't know any different. You know, I can't argue one way or the other.
That's exactly what he said. You know, that's what we know in South Dakota.
Yep. You know, and we haven't done anything different. You know, and the duels, it'll eventually, I think, grow into it a little bit. It's going to take some time. Got to change a little mindset and get some stuff like that. But it'll eventually work its way around.
You know, and speaking of Coach Strand, though, the way I gathered it from him, he's got a couple of more girls that have come out now. So, you know, those numbers are growing. And, you know, it's hard to believe, but last year I think they graduated three seniors, but those three seniors were so instrumental to the startup of the program, especially Eller Clay, who was really kind of the recruiter to get girls out for wrestling. But she was the girl in high school. She moved here from Texas, I believe, and so had wrestled competitively. So, but you know, the numbers are there. They're, you know, and we still have a mix. We have a few seniors and some green freshmen. But you know, with the individual head coach, it's you know, I know Coach Goss said I'll coach the girls as long as they want me to, but he said my goal is to not be the girls' coach because that way that means we have enough girls where we need to have a different coach, and this is the first year for Huron.
Well, and exactly, and we're growing in the right direction. We're gaining numbers. And you guys, you know, we always talk about it before, you know, you got to have that feeder program, AAU. And now the girls, they're young in that also. So you got to get that developed and get that. That was started before this was here when you started feeding it in. You got to have it on both, the boys and the girls. You got to have that feeder program. And you got to give Pierre credit. Their AAU program has got to be off the charts because they just keep filling it. And so do the other schools. So.
Well, we're getting closer to our start. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Still have Faceoffs Anthem left to go here. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game of performance.
This message presented by the SDNHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And back here at the arena, waiting to see. Maybe it says it on my sheet here, but it looks like Huron, way Huron's lining up, will probably be doing the anthem before we do the face-offs. And, yep, anthem is first, followed by the face-offs, and then we'll get started wrestling a little late, but had a lot of JV wrestlers to move through here this evening. So good to get the kids a chance to get on the mat after all of that. So we have the anthem coming up and then the face-offs. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, return here to the arena on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, the lights are down. Just have the spotlight off the scoreboard. We'll get the face-offs here for the girls and boys, and we will be set to wrestle here at the Huron Arena. Huron Tigers and the Pierre Governors. Always get a kick out of the anthem where, you know, anybody that's been in the military, they salute instead of hand over the heart. You always pick out a couple. Major Lean's over there in person tonight, and he had the salute. Saw a couple other people in the East Balcony. I don't know why. I just think that looks cool.
Oh, it is. Pretty important. Thank them for what they do for us every day.
We're kind of getting overpowered by Postma there on the PA. I never noticed that with Hader. I don't know why.
A little more volume in the tank there, I guess, or something, yeah.
I think we'll take another one-minute timeout here, let Postma do his thing, and we'll be back and ready to wrestle. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, we're still working our way through the face-offs here. Still got a ways to go on that, but we will be wrestling, I promise, here shortly. Looks like we're going to be about a half hour behind schedule, but again, a lot of extra JV matches tonight as both teams, for the boys, had just about full JV, and there were about four or five JV matches for the girls as well. Official for our match is backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our match tonight is veteran official Bud Postma, big brother of Mike. He is the law on the mat, and he's backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. I sometimes get confused with wrestling, and that's no surprise for anybody, but do we not draw to see what weight we start at anymore?
If you,
I know you don't like that.
I'm not a fan of it. I don't know if they do it or not anymore. But they could have changed that, and I wouldn't know.
Well, every match we've done so far has started at the lowest weight.
And, you know, I just think for us, when we come from, that was what we liked, is we always had tough kids at the bottom, and they started us off. That was our theory, and we just what we liked it that way. But.
So, still working our way through the face-offs here, and we'll be wrestling. There'll be seven girls matches and 14 boys matches, so a lot of wrestling here tonight at the arena. And Tigers have senior night next Thursday, and that will be at here at the arena, and we'll be starting 6:40 pre-match, 7 o'clock start. We'll see if we can actually hang on to that timetable, because I imagine Watertown will bring a slug of wrestlers over as well. But we do have the heavyweights out, and now we're set to go. Coaches for the teams, for the girls, Matt Thorson, head coach of Pierre, and Drew Strand, head coach of the Tigers. For the boys, head coach is Sean Lewis. For Pierre and Matt Goth, the head coach for our Tiger boys. So, coach, be fun to watch here tonight. Going to be some good matches, and you know, Pierre's going to be favored in both of the duels. It'd be interesting to see where this is going to be. A good, perhaps a good case to show where our girls are, because Pierre's going to. There's seven matches, and as I said, four of the seven girls are ranked. They're going to put some quality out there.
Oh, absolutely. And that, like I said, you need a measuring stick. And this is the best one we're going to get, you know, so you'll find out what you're made of here shortly.
And we are underway. Nod two, senior for Huron, Shaylee Speck, ranked number 5, wrestling at 100 pounds as we get started. Single leg by Speck, can't get to it, and now she's able to slip behind, and there's the takedown, 2-0 lead for Speck.
Well, I tell you what, she comes right out, you know, and she just pushes, you know, no stop there. And you expect it for the lighter ones. They really, that's the way they run. But she came right out of the gate and just pushed, pushed, pushed.
Not to you, almost able to get away, but went out of bounds. So it's a 2-0 lead for Speck, just underway in our first match of the night, 100 pounds. And Speck continues to ride, coming off the right side. Now tried a little throw there, tried to get a tilt. And now going to spin and go off the mat, and we'll go back to the middle of the mat. And again, it's two in the down position here as Speck readjusts the headgear and back at it. And again, Speck, boy, she's being aggressive on top, getting that arm bar in, or trying to anyway.
Well, she started going forward to deep tilt there, and she almost, you know, got us leaning, but give us credit here. Worked her way out of that, got back to her base, but now she's putting a half in and cranking.
And now she's got, Natu in trouble. She's getting the back points for sure. See if she's got the pin combination. Two trying to keep her hips rotated to stay off the mat completely. The three back points are here. Just a matter if we got the pin combination. Boy, Speck to using her legs very well to almost tried to put a headlock in with her legs, but now Two gets back on her stomach. And Speck just goes back to work. 40 seconds to go in the first period. Now 5-0 lead for Speck as she continues to ride and kind of going back to that same well that got her points before.
Well, she works the arms so well, you know, in the way she keeps, you know, when you get up, she slams you right back down again, no hesitation, and she just keeps coming at you. And that's the thing that people really, that's awful tough to counter when you're down below. If the top guy, person never lets loose and just keeps pounding on you, and that's what she's doing.
You almost said top guy there, didn't you?
Yep, caught myself.
23 seconds to go in the first period, and 5-0 lead for Shaylee Speck of Pierre at 100 pounds. Again, trying to work that arm, and here comes the tilt. Oh, nice roll through by Two to stay out of too much trouble there, but Speck just staying with it. Speck being very aggressive.
And she comes from one side to the other. That isn't working. If we go to something else, and I mean, like I say, she makes you. She's making you work. You're not going to sit down there.
End of the first period. 5-0 lead for Shaylee Speck of Pierre. And looks like we'll start from our feet to begin the second period. A little shadow wrestling right now. Speck trying to reach in. Boy, just a lot of shadow wrestling here for about 15 seconds. Now, Speck kind of came in, kind of came off.
Neither one of them's really made a shot here or even anything you could call it an attempt at one. And we need to be moving here. We got to start making. Well, we got to be aggressive.
Their Speck just flat out shoved her back.
You know, you ain't going to do anything. Okay, here, I'll help you a little bit. But yeah, we need to be aggressive here. We can't sit back and wait. We got to take the match to her.
Well, now we finally get ear to ear 30 seconds in, but then just shoved off by Speck. Speck, a couple of fakes, but. There, now deep double leg. Pick her up, take her down. There's the takedown.
Half coming over.
Half coming over, and
back points.
Yeah, two able to bridge out of it, but there's going to be a takedown and, what, two back points out of it. 9-0, the lead for Shaylee Speck.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to talk about almost a textbook double leg, that was it. She got deep and lifted and turned and just perfect almost.
Well, about lulled her to sleep there the way the first 30 seconds went. 50 seconds to go, second period, 9-0 lead for Shaylee Speck over Natu'i of Huron.
And she's relentless. She's got a tight waist on, and she just keeps working the arms, you know, from one side to the other. And just makes you, there she goes, here she comes cranking again.
Getting off to the edge of the circle, and up right at the edge of the circle, but she is getting, I haven't seen any back points yet. As Two was able to kind of keep herself bridged out of it, perhaps. Still right at the edge of the circle, Speck trying to hang on to her, got control of the arms there and trying to roll her back. 13 seconds to go in the second period. And boy, some strong hip action there by Natu'i. Now Speck starts to tighten it up. 3 2-seconds and out of bounds. And we'll get, what, two out of that?
Three
out of that. So 12-0 lead for Shaylee Speck with 2 seconds to go in the second period.
Now we're getting real close to the Tech fall. You know, three more points, and that comes into play.
And we'll just do one little lunge and into the second period. 12-0 lead for Shaylee Speck of Pier. And now we go to the third, and again, we're on our feet here.
Well, Speck, she didn't waste any time. She got up, told the bud, I want up on her feet. Let's go.
There it is. Pick up, take down. There's the takedown, and here's back points. Now just a matter of going to be a Tech fall or a pin. And there it is. And it'll be a Tech fall win for Shaylee Speck. 17-0 Tech fall for Shaylee Speck of Pier up 5-0 here in the duel. Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Home, truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
107 pounds, Sydney Uhrig, ranked number 3 in the state for Pierre. Shaylee Say or Saw, freshman for Huron, and a 2-0 lead for Uhrig. Just got a takedown right as we came back from the break. Now riding on Shaylee. This is a match that Drew, Coach Strand kind of pointed to, saying, well, we want to see what Shaylee has against a very good wrestler. Just did a nice roll through there as Uhrig was trying to take her over.
Well, I tell you what, she is absolutely on top of her game right there. She one move to another, you know, and threw a cross section there that looked pretty good. Don't see many girls do that.
Well, 2-0 lead here as Uhrig continues to go to work.
Here comes the cradle.
Here comes the cradle, and we're getting back points out of it now. I'm kind of taken out of it. Do we get a win by fall? We got a win by fall. Minute 13, Sydney Uhrig win by fall for Pier. They'll go up now. 11-0, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Great stuff there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3 or 7 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3 or 7 months with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. Give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank, FNBO, member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we moved to 114 pounds. London Allen Hunsaker for Pier and Aleshka Awoya Rodriguez for Huron. 2-0 lead was a quick takedown by Hunsaker. Now she's got that arm pinned back right now. Now trying to work the cradle. And, Rodriguez kind of went right into it with her. And we're getting back points out of it. More of a tilt.
It's like a 2-on-1 underneath, and she is cranking on that baby.
I thought it was a butcher.
So everyone, that's a postman deal.
Just being funny, that's all. Boy, so far Rodriguez done a good job of limiting the damage, but the thing is, Hunsaker's being relentless. She just going side to side, and now she's going to crawl back. Now does officially get
the two
back points, and it's 4-0.
You know, and she just, like, here she comes again, you know. I mean, she just, like you said, nonstop motor doesn't quit running, and she just keeps cranking on you.
Boy, got a quick tilt, but again, Rodriguez able to flip back over without any damage, but right now she's in survival mode, getting up on her feet, but just going to be thrown back down by Hunsaker.
And, boy, she's, you know, doing a great job with her hip control, and then she gets the legs hooked in there a little bit, rides that a little bit, and, I mean, she just takes everything away from you.
Well, Rodriguez tried to crawl away that time, but Hunsaker pulls her back. 6.5 seconds to go here in the first period. 4-0 lead for London Allen Hunsaker of Pierre. And we'll head to the second period.
Well, I tell you what, if the other girls sit on the side, bench while they're waiting to come in, you should start taking notes what you're seeing here, because they're all doing the same thing when they come out.
The Mobile girls are basically a same plan of attack.
Oh, boy, they come out at you hard, nonstop.
Start of the second period, both wrestlers on their feet, trying to get the hand control, and just kind of some pushing there by Hunsaker. Rodriguez trying to hook underneath. Now just a little push there from Rodriguez of Huron. No, a little slower here to start second period. Oh, there's a headlock, and there's the throw by Hunsaker, and she's got the takedown. She's getting back points. Rodriguez in trouble. Win by fall, 2 minutes, 34 seconds. It was a quick move, and it was efficient. Another pin for Pierre, 2 minutes, 34 seconds. They go up 17-0. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We move to 126. It's Lexi Hilmer, ranked number 5 for Pierre, and Mui Pa for the Huron Tigers. And there's the takedown by Hilmer. She's up 2-0. It's about 40 seconds into the first period.
It looks like she's trying to do a crossface cradle. Keeps working on that, trying to crank it around.
I think he's starting to get it in there tight. Oh, nice spin to get out of it by Pod. She gets on her feet, but gets taken back to the mat. Ooh, now
chin drop. Got back boys coming there.
Yeah, just took her straight down. Nice move there. Nice counter by Hilmer. That's how you teach it, right, Coach?
Yep, you got to go. Just keep moving.
Now Hilmer trying to get some back points again, and
got at least two swipes, but it looks like in back. We get out. Just keep moving. Great job there underneath.
So 4-0. I thought it was supposed to be 6-0 by now.
Well, he should be. The way I see it, but if we crank 2-on-1, crank it again.
Hilmer going to work on it again, and boy, the arms are just tied up completely, and there's not a lot of movement on the bottom there by Paw. Hilmer just gets it in there a little tighter, leans into it. 18 seconds to go in the period. Paw doing a good job of staying off her back, but moving the hips. Now there it is, win by fall, minute 47 for Lexi Hilmer of Pierre. And Pierre is in cruise control, up 23-0 here in the duel with 3 matches to go. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Pierre places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we're at 132, say Glay for Huron. Kesri Benning for Pierre. Benning is ranked number 3. And Benning, I think, just got the takedown finally. Glay really fought it off, but Benning does get the takedown. She's up 2-0.
Well, I tell you what, we did a great job of staying right in there with her. You know, countered this every, you know, 3 or 4 times before she finally got us on taken down and doing a really good job.
So 2-0 here as we're just about a minute into the first period here at 132 pounds. And now we go off the mat. The announcement of Glay brought a little response from the band. She must be a member of the band. I know she's a tennis player for the Huron Tigers. Resume wrestling here. 54 seconds to go in the first period. 2-0 lead for Benning from Pierre. Right now, just riding Glay. Glay kind of moving in that ball. Oh, now Benning's got her twisted, and she's getting back points. There it is, win by fall. That happened fast.
Well, it just seems like when they get a move in and they get it locked in, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, there's just no wiggle room. Minute 22, win by fall, Benning. It's 29-0 Pierre. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
138, and Kaylee Bowden having a good start to this one. She's got the takedown. She's getting back points and win by fall. Barely got back in time, but Kaylee Bowden win by fall at 31 seconds. That happened quick.
Well, I tell you what, suddenly the Pierre girl had slipped a little bit, and we took advantage of it, and there the rest was history.
And then that's the thing, though. Stayed with it and didn't let go.
Exactly. Your opportunity was there, and you did exactly what you needed to do. You finished. Good job.
So we move right on to our last girls' match of the duel, 29-6. Pierre going to win the duel, but 185, Emily Larson for Pierre, and Paolo Fernandez, freshman for Huron. And right now, just both girls trying to get control there, squared up. Trying to use the hands. Again, they go ear to ear.
Boy, and Pierce, she doesn't back off. She just keeps coming at you, you know, and pushing and tying up. You know, she's got a purpose with it, looks like. And we got to keep countering that.
Well, still going ear to ear here in the first period. No score. Both wrestlers on their feet. We'll start the boys portion of the duel next. Pierce's going to win the girls duel here, but Huron again gets on the board with the win by fall by Kaylee Bowden. And right now, these girls just trying to get a feel for each other. They both look similar in stature, and looks like they're kind of trying to do the same thing.
Well, they're tying up. Both are tying up and you know, doing and trying to get hand control. And they're doing, you get it, I get it. We switch it back and forth, and we break. We go right back at it again. So, I mean, like you say, they're trying to. There's a first shot.
There's a shot and the takedown by Larson, and it's 2-0 for the Pierre wrestler. 35 seconds to go in the first period.
We made the shot, but we got ourselves too far out. We're too far away. We got flat, and all the Larson from Pierre, all she had to do was just push her head down the mat and scoot, and she's right behind us.
Now she's hooked in under the arm, was trying to at least get the tilt going there, Larson.
Got to keep her base wide. We got to keep ourselves apart down there. Otherwise, we're going to go. She'll roll us right over.
12 seconds to go in the first period. 2-0 lead for Emily Larson.
Comes.
There it is, and she's going to get back points out of this, and she's got Fernandez in trouble. Will the clock save her? It did not.
Nope. You could just, when she learned all like that, it was tight.
Minute 55, win by fall, Emily Larson. That'll wrap up our girls' duel, and Pierre wins it 35-6. We'll take a timeout of 30 and move on to the boys next on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hanger can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
So the girls' match is in the books, the girls' duel, and 29 or 35-6, Pierre wins it. Kurtz Heating and Cooling, scoreboard update. Shaylee Speck win by fall at 107 for Pierre. Sydney Urich win by fall at 107. At 114, London Allen Hunsaker for Pierre. 126, Lexi Hilmer win by fall, 132, Kesri Benning. Huron's win came at 138, Kaylee Bowden win by fall. And then Emily Larson win by fall to wrap it up for the girls. And here we go, now the boys duel will begin, 106 pounds. Gable Urich, ranked number 8 for Pierre, Carter Nelson for Huron, and boy, they're going right at it.
Oh boy, I tell you what, he did not hesitate any time at all.
And Urich ain't going to be able to get the take down there, but wasn't for lack of countering by Nelson.
Oh, what a barn burner. He threw everything at him. It took him about four or five moves before he finally got us taken down.
Well, right now, riding a little high, but Urich does have the legs locked in there around the hips. But again, as I said, a little high.
He scoots back down in, gets his leg tucked back in there a little tighter, and he just hooks the one leg in kind of loosely, and he's cranking on the upper, trying to get the arm through and get some cheap tilt out of it.
Yeah, trying to get the tilt out of it now. Nothing there so far. Now, if there was ever a wrestling name for a kid, Gable would be it.
Oh, yeah.
Gable,
you know where that comes from. Yeah.
And I can't really see what's going on.
Well,
there.
We're just, you know, hanging on top there, and it goes. A lot of times when you get a leg rider, you get in situations like this, you get a stalemate.
Well, we ended up with a penalty point being awarded to Nelson there.
I couldn't understand. He said on his arm or something, and I couldn't quite catch what he was saying. But, hey, it worked for us. We got a point.
Yeah, we got a point. It's 2-1 now, Urich, and he'll ride on Nelson. Nelson up on his feet. Urich takes him up, takes him and puts him back down on the mat. Again, Nelson up on his feet. Now the bear hug, pick him up, and again take him down. Oh, Nelson also almost able to roll Urich over. Urich now has that headlock in, but
he just throws his legs back in there. That's what he's comfortable doing, and he gets ahead, but he's also still working under the arm, so he gets himself shifted back. But once in a while, you're going to get in trouble with that. You live right by the legs, you're going to die by the legs once in a while. That's the way it works.
15 seconds to go in the first period. 2-1 lead for Urich of Pierre. Nelson trying to get on his feet, and Urich getting a little high there as Nelson had his base up, but then he tried to roll it, and then first period came to an end. 2-1 lead for Gable Urich of Pierre. So a lot of flurries by both, but really Urich's had the upper hand, but Nelson hasn't given him a whole lot.
Well, that's the thing. We stayed right in there. We're down by one, which is we're sitting in great shape here. We're down the rest of it. Just we need to score here. And Urich does. You stand up, he picks you right up and throws you back down. Gets you to keep that base wider, make him work a little harder.
Start of the second period, and it just seems like that Urich has those legs constantly wrapped.
That's what he does. He's a leg rider. He's going to keep it in there. That's what he works everything off of, is that. And he just keeps hanging on. And he rides well. He does a really good job with it. And the only way you're going to keep breaking a leg rider is you got to clear it. He stays on top. You got to get your hands cleared. Then they got to call it.
Well, you see Nelson try to keep expanding his base on all fours, but Urich just always has the counter. And boy, Nelson, if he can pop his head out, he's going to get a reversal here. Just about has it. He did. Boy, Urich just hanging on with that headlock, and that's saving him right now. And well, we're still going. I thought Urich was going to let him go. We are up on our feet, but now he does escape, and we're tied at two. A lot of work to get there, but Nelson got there.
Oh, he had to work hard for that point. Now he's in deep. Got to finish that single leg. He's got to keep going.
As a single leg, but Urich doing a good job of countering, just not giving him much leverage there. And can't tell who's got the advantage here.
Right now, it's kind of Nelson, but he's got to be patient here. But Urich is so good with those legs.
Oh, Urich just rolled him through and gets the takedown. Urich just used the legs and rolled right through.
He doesn't panic. That's what he does. Now Nelson's working around a little bit. He's got his head. He's got to kind of keep finishing it. Got to get his legs.
Nelson pops his head out, and he gets the reversal. We're tied at four.
Now we got back points.
And Nelson has Urich on his back. Headlock is in.
And he's got to keep it locked in and keep rocking it back and forth. Get it tighter and tighter.
Running out of clock.
Got three, though, I think.
Yep, three, or is it two? Oh, they got two up there. What do we have?
We've got to have at least his butt had three fingers up.
Well, we have six. It's 6-4 on the scoreboard.
Let's see. We had a penalty point.
Now they got it up.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. As we had penalty point, had the escape. So 7-4 lead for Carter Nelson heading into the third period. And now he's riding on Urich.
Now just be patient back. Don't get careless here. That's the thing you got to do. Do what you do and stay. Make sure you stay back behind and under the arms. Don't get sloppy here and get up above.
Looks like he's got control of the arm there underneath of Urich. Now Urich's starting to get up on his feet. And Nelson just keeps him driven to the mat. 30 seconds gone in the third period. Carter Nelson up 7-4.
If you're Nelson, you gotta keep your leg hooked on his. Don't let Urich get that space between you. Keep him down tight. But you also gotta keep working. Postman's going to make sure you keep moving. There's no doubt about that.
Well, again, Urich about got the escape, and then Nelson gets back up, keeps control. As we near 1 minute to go in the match, and Carter Nelson up 7-4 over Gable Urich of Pier.
Now, he's doing a great job. Got to stay back behind. Be patient there. Keep working it.
Yep, just kept walking behind. Looked like Urich was spinning, and then finally we roll all the way off the mat. 50 seconds left. And a good job of riding here by Carter Nelson. But Urich's not going to make it easy here as we get back to center mat and resume wrestling. And Nelson continues to ride. 45 seconds to go. Boy, Urich tried a power move just to lift him up. Now he's trying to back into Nelson. Nelson just keeps him covered.
You know, and the thing is, you got to stay back behind, which is doing a fantastic job of that. Right? Give him one if you have to get in trouble. Don't give him two.
Well, there's the escape.
Now you got to stay aggressive here.
They haven't given him the escape yet. Now they have, and now a headlock. But popping his head out is Nelson.
Back at it again.
And gets the reversal, and it's 9-5 Nelson with 10 seconds left. Urich is ranked number 8 in the state. And Carter Nelson on his way to the upset here. What a way to start the duel. Carter Nelson gets the decision 9-5 over Gable Urich. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We move to 113. It's Walker West, honorable mention for Pier and Ryder Siegschlag, eighth grader for Huron.
See, I don't pronounce it that way. But
well, Siegschlag. Postma saying Siegschlag.
It's Siegschlag.
God says Siegschlag. We'll go with Siegschlag.
Yeah, I think that's... We overrule Postma. There we go.
A Corky and a Goth outweighs a Postma. Just underway here, 20 seconds gone. Nobody's scored. Oh, nice counter by West, and he's going to get the takedown off of this, and he's getting back points out of it, too. I think he kind of caught Ryder in a bad state there, and the counter there, got the takedown, and he's getting
went right to the got back, he had back point, but he went right to another pinning combination, so he got the two. Now he should be back again.
Yep. Now he's got Ryder's got his legs straight in the air, and right now West pretty much has him under control. Just Seedslog is waving his legs, and that's saving him. He just about kicked Postma there as Postma's trying to get down, get a close look. Clock not going to save him right now. That is in their tight win by fall for Walker West. Minute 4 seconds. Walker West win by fall. Answers back for Pierre. Pierre up 6-3. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
For a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
1 minute after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. We move to 120. Creighton Siegschlag, sophomore for Huron. Jacob Mason for Pierre, and CJ Siegschlag trying to get the takedown there. Nice counter by Mason. We're right at the edge of the mat, and we go off. So Creighton Siegschlag, although Goss says call him CJ, so that's usually what I do. No score here. We're 45 seconds in at 120 pounds. Little shot there taken by Mason. Now we square up and both trying to get the hand control. Now split up. And we'll come back doing the hand slapping and forehead to forehead. Much as their forehead to forehead is surprising, there's not more concussions in wrestling.
They bang it. They really bang in there hard.
Well, still.
And both of them are doing a lot of the same thing here. You know, just push, pull, and tie up and try setting something up and see what they can get set up for a shot. Oh, there.
Well, there's single leg by Mason, and he gets the. No, nice counter by Siegschlag.
You've got to keep rotating them hips up if you can.
Siegschlag was able to roll through it, and he does have him in a headlock, but trying to get his legs curled in there to get at least the takedown out of this, but. Still does not have the control. 20 seconds to go here in the first period. Siegschlag now releases. Now it almost looks like Mason. If he pops his head out, he's going to get the takedown out of this.
But yeah, again, he's got the best chance at it, the way it looks right now.
Well, we're just twisted up, and we'll go stalemate. As Postma saw enough, well, both had their chances there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, either way, you know, a flip here or a flip there, we get it. And this is okay. We're going to the second period with nothing. We're all right.
First period, no score at 120. CJ Siegschlag for Huron. Jacob Mason for the Peer Governors. And Mason quickly goes down in the referee's position. He wants to be down, so CJ's going to have to ride it out here to start the second period.
Trying to cradle here. Looks like he's working to one side. Mason does a great job of countering that. He's got his legs kicked out wide. That's what you got to do there.
Yeah.
Two on one coming underneath for Siegschlag. That didn't work.
Tried a far side there. That didn't work. Now he's back deep six.
Yeah.
CJ's throwing a lot of things in there.
Well, that's what I like. He's going from one move to the next. You know, keeps moving. But he doesn't let loose that arm up on top. That's a good thing. He's just controlling it from there. Trying everything he can to work with, and Mason does it. He's got a wide base. He does a really good job of getting himself spread apart there. Now he's back up on his feet and just being patient.
Now trying to at least get the escape out of this, and now he will, as CJ saw there was no place to go, let him go. A 1-0 lead on the escape there for Jacob Mason, and we're back on our feet. 1 minute to go in the second period. Good crowd here tonight at the arena, too. That East Bleacher is just about full. Of course, you got the band there, too. Well, both just head up here right now, trying to get the hand control, and nobody really getting much of an advantage here. 40 seconds to go in the second period. A little push by Siegschlag.
And neither one's getting much going here, but a lot of pushing and pulling. Oh, there's a nice attempt by Siegschlag.
Siegelag trying to get the throw, and good counter there by Mason, and we'll just get back to our feet. Mason, well, they both have countered about everything that's been tossed their direction here.
What's going to happen is one guy's going to have to make a little slip up here, you know, and then they're going to get a catch there.
Single leg by Siegelag gets in on it, but nice counter again by Mason, and we're going to be balled up with 5 seconds to go. Nobody has anything, and Siegelag trying to roll through, and boy, if he had another 5 seconds, he might have got there.
It was looking good. We got our hips up and turned, and we had Mason on his side. Good advantage there.
Buzzer got him, though, and we head to the third period. 1-0 lead for Jacob Mason up here over C.J. Siegelag of Huron, and C.J. takes the referees down position here to begin the third period. Mason has to ride.
Throws the legs in, another leg rider.
And get that arm bar in from the back. Mason has the control there right now. Now
got to watch that one coming
over. Yeah, boy, he's getting potentially dangerous there. He brought that arm way back.
You know, and the people don't realize that that's got to come straight across, and Post was right on top of that. I mean,
he was.
You ain't going to get that.
Actually,
one.
He let it go longer than I thought he would, but he did call the potentially dangerous with a minute 35 to go here in period number three at 120 pounds.
You used to be able to crank a little bit on that. Now they eliminate it pretty much right away.
So still,
too many shoulder injuries out of it.
Well, I can see that. That's where you get a broken arm. 1-0 lead here for Mason with a minute 20 to go in the match. And right now we're not getting a lot of movement out of the bottom there from Siegelag to at least try and tie it. Mason, boy, Mason has good control of the arm.
You know, and the thing is, he keeps trying to go back to that, going over his head again. And
isn't that a dangerous way to live in wrestling?
Well, it is. I mean, all he's got to do, if that arm pops out, and if you get your hips up, he's over the top, you know. But he's comfortable with it. That's what he does. And
yeah, boy, he is just working that one arm of Siege leg, and CJ really can't get anywhere with it.
Now, there we go again.
Now he got the arm tucked under, and Postma watching it tight as, oh, now he slowly leans him down, and here's back points for Mason.
Yeah,
eased him down.
Yeah, and he brought straight over. He can't crank it up, and I don't see him getting a pinning out of here, but you got tilt.
Yeah, he got the tilt. He's got the back points. We're down to 20 seconds to go as Siegelag back on his stomach. I haven't given the points yet, but they're there. But now time is a definite hindrance for Siegelag. 10 seconds left. It's now 4-0 for Mason. And really one move the difference in this one. Mason going to pick up the win here. Because there is the buzzer. 4-0 win for Jacob Mason of Pierre. Pierre goes up 9-3. Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Meal, count on the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SMHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here. We move to 126. Lincoln Schoenard for Pierre. Brady Meyer for Huron. Already a 4-0 lead on a takedown. Then two back points for Schoenard. And so far, he's been in control here the first 30 seconds.
Well, he made it look awful simple there. Just one bang, bang, right into another move. And
off the side of the mat. But a quick 4-0 lead for Schoenard is Meyer in the referee's position, but so far, you know, we've only wrestled 41 seconds, but it's been Schoenard in control.
And like I said, he's kind of hooks the legs, not doing a leg drive, but hooks on the backside of there and keeps his weight right on top of it. And you got a lot to move when you got to move your weight and his on top of you.
Well, I'm just writing it out right now. I can't see a whole lot with the shot clock in the way.
Well, we're not moving a lot either down there, stayed right with it. Brady, I mean, doing a great job underneath, getting himself back up. But as soon as he does, Pierre Kidd puts him right back down again.
45 seconds to go in the first period as Schoenhardt trying to chop down the base there of Meyer. And, well, he just, Meyer just isn't giving him a whole lot there now from the bottom. Schoenhardt works the hips there. And, boy, again, Meyer's just not giving him much, but Meyer isn't accomplishing a lot. Now they got that arm hooked in again, trying to get a tilt out of it. Meyer kept his hips turned the other way, and that kind of saved him there. Now we're down to 10 seconds to go in the first period. After the quick 4-0 run by Schoenhardt, it's been a little quiet. Now a sit out there by Meyer. Schoenhardt again just trying to get the tilt, but we get to the end of the first period. So a quick flurry, but then we settled down, but Schoenhardt a 4-0 lead after period number one. Start the second period, and Schoenhardt will be in the down referee's position. We're wrestling at 126 pounds. 9-3 lead for Pier here in the duel. Pier won the girls' duel. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, 35-6. So riding it out is Meyer working side to side. Now up on the feet is Schoenhardt, and nice tackle taking him back down. Oh, almost. Schoenhardt almost reached back and got a headlock in on that, then they go out of bounds.
Boy, I tell you what, he's deadly with the, any place you can throw a move in, and that's what makes him good. You know, you got to be respectful of that.
Minute 38 to go, second period, 4-0 lead for Schoenhardt of Pier.
Tries to sit out there, we counter that.
Now Schoenhardt up on his feet, and then Meyer just lets him go, escape, and it's 5-0, and we're back on our feet. Schoenhardt with the lead. See if Meyer can get a couple shots here now. He needs to get himself back in the match. Ear to ear, and just doing a little pushing there.
Schoenhardt, oh, there's
a single leg, I believe, by Schoenhardt. Got it in there pretty deep, and he'll get the takedown, and it's 7-0, Schoenhardt. So we hit 1 minute to go in the second period.
And like I say, he comes right back on top, controls your arms up above, and just keeps working. Looks like he's trying to do a little bit of a cross face there, going into a, you'll see, not even a cradle. Looks like, he's got the leg pulled up there yet.
No, Shorter trying to drive on him now. There's a warning stall, and I believe that was for Meyer.
Yep. He's got to move a little bit. He's got to try something down there. And I know it's tough the way Schoenhardt is overpowering him there, but you still got to, can't sit in a ball like that and tuck your arms in and not make an attempt to get out of there.
Well, Schoenhardt tried to get a headlock in there. Meyer was able to pop it out. But again, Meyer just isn't getting anything going underneath.
And it's tough. The way he's riding him like that, it makes it awful tough. And I know what Post was trying to accomplish here, but some of the kid can't move. Just not even a chance for him to get out of there.
Oh, almost a back point there as Postman took a look. We get to the end of the second period, and Lincoln Schoenhardt a 7-0 lead over Brady Meyer of Huron. Back and at it.
Brady, you got to start getting after here. You're behind 7-0. You got to start shooting and pushing the envelope just a little bit here.
Well, they're on their feet, and Meyer did take a shot there, but Schoenhardt, nice counter. Now they're hooked up, and it looked like Meyer was trying to get a trip in there, but again, just nothing there as they're right at the edge of the circle.
He had kind of an underhook a little bit on the back, and had hand control up front, and Schoenhardt wasn't letting him have anything to do with
it. Yeah, Schoenhardt just not giving him anything here as we resume wrestling with a minute 30 to go here in the match at 126. Single leg by Schoenhardt, and he's, well, nice roll through by Meyer. Now where
he's backed in there, and this is going to be a stalemate coming, I think, because neither one's going to get anything out of here unless you could get up and Schoenhardt can get his head up and turn and pivot.
But. Well, basically, we're backside to backside right now, but yep. Schoenhardt does have a little leverage because he's at least got his head up and on his knees, but there is the stalemate with a minute to go.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen there, you know, and Holford just decided the stalemate, put you both back on your feet. Nice shot by
Meyer, but a better counter by Schoenhardt, and he gets the takedown, and it's 9-0.
Just so fluid. You know, he got a great, got in there deep. You know, we were where he wanted to be. Just hesitated a little bit, and that gave Schoenhardt a little chance to counter, and he did a great job with that.
Schoenhardt, honorable mention at 126 pounds, and now just riding it out as we near 30 seconds to go, and Schoenhardt in charge, up 9-0. And working off to the side, and why there just isn't, Schoenhardt just isn't giving Brady much. Now there's caution for the stall on Schoenhardt.
You got to, the way the rule kind of reads, you got to expose yourself a little bit. You got to get off to the side. He stays straight on top and works from there.
15 seconds to go in the match, and 9-0 lead for Lincoln Schoenhardt of Pierre.
Looks like he's come out trying to do a little front headlock. And it goes back behind.
And here we go to the end of the match, and it'll be a 9-0 win for Lincoln Schoenhardt of Pierre. Another 4 points for Pierre, and they go up 13-3. Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We move to 132. Alex Odakovin, number six for Pierre, just gets the takedown on Aiden Zaveski, senior for Huron, 2-0 lead for Odakovin. Now Zaveski trying to shake loose there, but Odakovin just stays with it, and they'll ride him out of bounds. For Aiden Zaveski, I believe this is his first action since January 12th. He was injured in the Brookings duel, I believe it was. No, that's not right. I think it might have been the week before that. So he's been out most of the month of January, back in at 132 instead of 138. Nodakovin continues to ride on Zaveski.
Well, he's another one. He gets the leg hooked good and keeps you tied up tight.
Brookings' duel is on January 9th. I thought it was Brookings, so that's when Zaveski had the injury. Nice roll through there as Odakovin briefly had him on his back, but Zaveski just stayed with it, rolled through, and it's still right here as Odakovin trying to get that cradle set up.
We're doing a great job of countering so far, but we got to be careful. We don't stay in that ball.
Well, now Zaveski up on his feet, but just going to be picked up, taken back down by Odakovin. 29 seconds to go, first period, out of bounds. 2-0 lead for Alex Odakovin up here. So Zaveski continues to be in the referee's position, and right off the whistle, there's a cradle, but again, Zaveski able to rock his way back out of it. He's doing a lot of defensive wrestling right now.
And like I say, the Pierre kid, I mean, unbelievable. He keeps, you know, it's one thing right after another and just goes right into that. And here's a cheap half coming over with the legs. And hopefully we're countering that well enough. We're not going to give him any points here.
Well, we get to the end of the period. So 2-0 lead for Odakovin after period number one. And now it's Zaveski's going to have to ride here to begin the second period. Off the whistle and trying to pull back on the arm there as Odakovin really getting the base widened out. And now there's a spin by Odakovin, and Zaveski gets a little high as Odakovin trying to stand. And no, nice recovery by Zaveski. Keeps a hold of the leg, and that's all the thing that's saving him right now.
He's got to get that leg lifted up and finish. He's got to get him back down again.
But now you can see Odakovin starting to get a cradle going, and
he's cranking on it.
He's got the reversal, and he's getting some back points out of it. He's got the reversal and trying to add to it now with back points. I can't tell if we're in a pin combination there or not.
We're in the cradle there, but I don't think we right now don't look like we're in trouble getting pinned the way that Zavisky's keeping... We were.
Yeah, we were. We did.
I thought the way he had his shoulder position, we were okay for a while yet.
Odekov and win by fall, 2 minutes, 52 seconds. Pierre goes up 19-3. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We move to 138, 25 seconds in, a no score. Lado So, senior for Huron, Tristan Spencer, ranked number one at 138 pounds on the mat for Pierre. And So's been wrestling at 144. He bumps up to 138, at least for tonight. Right now he's holding his own with the number one wrestler. Tried to push in, goes off the mat. Still no score, minute 19 to go, first period.
I like his aggressiveness. He just stays right in there.
Well, he went for the single leg shot. Nice counter, though, by Spencer. Spencer's got that front headlock in and trying to break him down, and he does. There's the takedown. Spencer, a 2-0 lead. Now they go to work up top, trying to get that headlock in as the leg split as well. I'm trying to roll him in from behind, and
I'm not quite sure what he's got an arm underneath there a little bit, but that's all I can see that he's trying to do with that.
Looked like he tried to get a headlock in, and so now he comes in the other way. Now we're trying to get something hooked up.
Tried that one cradle, come across the other side, far side, and he's getting her tight.
He's just setting up So right now. Well, he's got 25 seconds to work with here in the period.
If we keep the base wide like we got it, we're doing okay there. We got to keep our stand, and that's too late.
Now we got the back points as he's got So on his back. Legs up in the air, not moving the legs a whole lot. Going to get the three out of this. And the postman about got kicked again. 7-6 seconds to go, and So able to roll out of it. So he will survive, but it'll be a three spot there. 5-0 lead for Spencer after the first period. Second period, and it will be Lado So riding for the Tigers on Trinston Spencer. Spencer up 5-0, start the second period.
He didn't really make a big move, but I think he just kind of sits back there. He's just sitting, waiting. Keep moving, he'll find some opening, and then he'll explode out of there.
All right, now So riding here as we've wrestled 15 seconds in the second period. Now he's just going to let him go. Escape point for Spencer, and it's 6-0. We're back on our feet. So isn't backing off here. There's the quick shot by Spencer, but they go off the mat. And resume wrestling. Spencer really staying low. Now So went down on all fours. Almost looked like an invitation for Spencer, but didn't do anything with it. Now we're back on our feet.
Well, these guys are quick. You can see that where they make a shot to the outside and they miss it, and they come back and scoot right back around and face up what you got to do. Doing a great job of that.
Yeah, a lot of that front headlock in. Now he lets it go as there's just no place to go with it. Tries the single leg shot, but Spencer counters and flattens out. So he's hooked under the arms and will just scoot around, get the takedown.
And he comes right back with it. Got that cross face, walking it around, trying to get a cradle. And there he's got it again.
And here it is. Here comes the cradle. 8-0. Here comes back points again. So rocking it, but there's the whistle. Win by fall. 3 minutes, 13 seconds. Tristan Spencer, top ranked in the state, gets the win by pin. And Pierre goes up 25-3. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
In 30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJZ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we move to 144, Max Hunsley for Pierre and Tegan Lean for the Tigers. A quick takedown. I think there are some back points in there as well for Hunsley, and he's working the top there of Lean.
He's got that thing tight. If Lean has to stay hugged up to him, he just keeps cranking on that, just getting tighter and tighter and tighter.
Minute 9 to go in the first period, and Lean continues to bridge and move the hips, but... There it is, win by fall. 58 seconds, Max Hunsley puts another 6 on the board for Pierre. Pierre goes up 31-3. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We move to 150. Moses Gross, top ranked in the state on the mat for Huron. Brock Mosier, honorable mention for Pierre. Gross gets in on right around the hips and the double leg takedown, and it's 2-0. Mosier, the son of Brian, the athletic director at Pierre High School. And Brian Mosier was a wrestling coach in his previous life, wasn't he?
I think you sound right, yep.
So 4-2 lead here early on for Gross as he lets Mosier back up, and we're back on our feet. Mosier gets in on that front headlock, gets it in there fairly tight, but no place to go, lets loose, and we're back to wrestling here. 4-2 lead for Moses Gross. We've wrestled about a minute. There's the single leg by Gross. Gets the control of the leg and then just does a little hop as Mosier tried to counter it. And it'll be a takedown for Gross, and he's up 6-2. Roll through by, dangerous there by Moses Gross, but he's got the arms pinned back, and he's just trying to get the tilt here. Kind of an awkward position to get that, but got a couple of arm swipes, but not enough to get the points, and Mosier rolls through.
Yeah, this will turn you loose and start over again.
So there's the escape point for Mosier. It's 6-3, and again, Mosier comes in with the headlock, but a nice counter by Gross. He got the single leg, gets the takedown, and it's 8-3 with 18 seconds to go in the first period at 150 pounds. Gross trying to hook up now and can't get there. Now still rolls through. Boy, Moses doing some different things tonight.
Well, that one, he's comfortable enough with it. You just hook your arm in, you roll him right on through. And
most wrestlers wouldn't voluntarily roll on their back.
No, you got to know what you're doing with it, and he does.
Into the first period, 8-3 lead for Gross. Mosier has to ride on Moses, see what Brock's strategy is here. And there's the false start. I assume that's on Gross, but... I'm not sure if green means Pierre or green means Huron in this case.
Well, it's got to mean home here, so it's
okay.
On us.
So caution there, and Gross up on his feet.
And he pinches Mosier's foot there, leg there for a while. I don't know what that was for, but it worked out. We're away.
Yeah, Mosier let him go, and it's 9-3, and the wrestlers back on their feet again here, early second period. Gross up 9-3 on Brock Mosier. Mosier tried to get in on the single leg. Nice counter by Gross. Now Gross, he's getting the back points now. He's got him taken down, but Mosier, give him credit, he didn't stay on his back long. There's going to be 2 back points out of it. 11-3 Gross.
Got 2-on-1 underneath.
And again, there's the roll, and here comes more back points. A re-grab there by Gross, gets it in tighter. Now he's got Mosier in there tight. Win by fall, Moses Gross. 2 minutes, 53 seconds. Win by fall. Moses Gross here on the board for a second time. It's 31-9. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We move to 157 for Pierre Jackson Ducheneau. He's ranked number 4 in the state. And Taylor Lean, better known as TJ Lean, on the mat for Huron, coming off his fall cross-country injury, but he's back in the varsity lineup now. No score here in the first 30 seconds. Got to watch that there, Cork.
To have all that stuff in the way here. I'm sorry about that.
Well, there now we got Lean in trouble as Ducheneau gets him on his back.
We're getting out. Got to keep moving. Oh, we got out of there. Good move.
Good move, and it's still 3 back points, though, for Ducheneau. And it's a 3-0 lead.
I think I'll move over a little further.
I'm just trying to get it where we're on the mat here again. You take over the play-by-play here while on this.
Okay, I got to get up behind the doggone shot clock. Well, he's got looks like he's got a bar arm, chicken wing, coming over. And he's walking it. And here we go again. He did a great job of countering so far. We're getting back points out of that shot clock. I can't even see around. There we go. Doing a good job, though. We're countering it, but we've got to get out of there. There's our savior.
There's a little slip. Lean gets on his stomach, and that was close.
Oh, boy, I tell you, we were running out of time. And within a good thing, he went out of bounds. He saved us on that one.
5-0 lead for Ducheneau here with 32 seconds to go here in the first period. And then back to wrestling with Ducheneau riding on TJ Lean.
Well, I tell you what, that's got a bar arm chicken wing, and here he walks it right around again. And walking his TJ over isn't easy. That's the thing here. He stays with it.
So tough.
Well, Lean was, now he's got Lean kind of trapped there again. TJ keeps moving his hips, and that's kind of saving him, but Ducheneau keeps it in there tight. 8-7 seconds to go in the period, just trying to survive to the second period now. Lean keeps the hips moved, and he will survive to the second period. His hips kind of saved him there.
No, I think we gave him.
Gave him the win by fall at a minute 59.
I didn't even see that. I looked up and there the clock was still sitting at 1. So yeah.
Yeah, men win by fall, minute 59. Jackson Ducheneau, another 6 on the board for Pierre. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Cattle are eating. Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back as we move on to 165 pounds. And on the mat, Lucas Chamberlain, number 3 ranked in the state for Pierre, and Ryan Florey, junior for Huron. No score. 30 seconds in.
Well, they got that front headlock in there. Man, I tell you what, them guys were relentless with that. They just keep jerking that and moving it around, and they stay right with it. I'll get away from it.
Looks like we had a 2-point takedown there for Chamberlain.
If you get out of bounds, get out of this. You're getting in trouble here. He's trying to do that cradle up above. Just scoot out of bounds and get away from it.
And that's what happens. A 2-0 lead here for Chamberlain with 55 seconds to go here in the first period. So again, win by fall for Ducheneau, and it's 37-9 in favor of Pierre.
It looks like Chamberlain stays on top. Well, these guys just cradle. They throw cradles from everywhere.
He's trying that too, but we're doing a great job of countering that so far. We got to get out of that ball, though, or give him half the move right there.
38, 37 seconds to go in the first period. Chamberlain trying to tip Flory over.
And Flory's got to keep as wide as he can the way he is right now. And
now he's in trouble. He's got on his back trying to bridge out of it, but he's only got one leg to try and do that. Now he's got both legs up in the air. Chamberlain, nice jump there and got out of further trouble, but it is three back points there for Chamberlain. He goes up 5-0 over Ryan Flory.
And Flory did a great job of kicking out of that. That was getting tough and tight. You know, when you got your opening there, you got a chance to get some movement. You got to take advantage of that, and we did.
End of the first period, 5-0 lead here for Lucas Chamberlain. Appears we're at 165 pounds.
Our choice, we defer, and Pierre goes down.
So riding, we'll be riding here to start the second period for Ryan Flory, down 5-0. And quickly, Chamberlain stands up. Flory still...
got to get him down.
And does take him down early in the second period. And Chamberlain still... well, he's got the leg there, but... now he does get the takedown there, secures the takedown, and is 7-0.
I'm not sure what he's got going on there with the legs.
Well, we're all, it almost looks like Twister, and he's getting, he's got the legs in there, and he actually got back points off that. Chamberlain did.
And I'm trying to figure out what the world that was.
Well, a leg ride near fall is what it amounted
his leg hooked and our leg hooked in there, and no, his hands weren't anywhere close to this deal at all.
So 10-0 lead.
We got back over again.
Back over, and we're close to back points, and win by fall. 3 minutes and 3 seconds, win by fall for Lucas Chamberlain of Pierre. And Pierre extends the lead to 43-9. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit hrmcphysiciansclinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
175 pounds now. Lucas Shapiro, freshman for Huron, and Trey Lewis, number three in the state for Pierre. He's got an early takedown here, up 2-0, and now legs hooked in, and he's starting to work on Shapiro.
Well, we're about out of bounds. He literally goes around front. Drag this back in so he can keep doing this.
Well, he's got the 2-0 lead now. Just Shapiro just trying to keep the points at a minimum here.
Kind of going into the cross face, going into, trying to do a cradle, and we're doing a, so far we're able to counter that. Now he throws his legs in, kind of stretching him out a little bit.
Boy, he's really
cranking on.
He's showing some power with the legs, Trey Lewis.
Oh, I mean, he throws them in there, and it's really not a true leg ride. He crosses over on yours and walks it around, and I mean, he's bringing you over with just that leg. That's exactly what he's after here, and he makes it tough. Wow.
Well, there's just no leverage for Shapiro to go anywhere.
Well, he can't even get his legs spread out because he's literally took one away from you. Can't even use it.
But yet it's only 2-0 here right now for Lewis. Now Lewis trying to sit out and roll Shapiro back.
He's going to try a banana splits here if he can.
A nice roll through by Shapiro. Almost got the escape out of it. We'll get to the end of the first period and, well, give Shapiro credit.
Oh, absolutely.
He was in danger the whole period, but it's only 2-0. You know, we might have little nose issue for Trey Lewis. So first stoppage of wrestling here tonight. Again, we're at 175 pounds. There's, including this, four matches left in the duel. Pierre in control on the duel. 43-9. Huron has picked up two wins. Nice win to open things up. by Carter Nelson of Huron than Moses Gross. Win by fall, 253. Moses, you expect that. Carter Nelson, that was a nice win for the freshman. And
oh, absolutely.
He beat number 8.
You know, and that's going to help him a long way down the rest of the season here. A lot of confidence booster right there.
Well, Coach Goff, the first match we did back in December, he said that's the kid to watch that you may not know about is Carter Nelson.
Well, I tell you what, we've seen a lot of him tonight, and I think good things are ahead of us for him.
Start the second period, and quickly, Lewis up on his feet, pick up, take down. That had some violence to it.
Oh, boy. Here, I'm picking you up. I'm going to plant you right here.
But basically what he got was the reversal out of it, and it's 4-0 now for Lewis.
And he was trying, you know, like when you do that, he's trying to get set up for some back points. We did a great job of countering and letting him do that. Now we just got to keep working underneath.
Well, right at the edge of the circle here, but Lewis isn't letting Shapiro go anywhere. There was that 2 points, so was that near fall? What was that?
Yep, he just gave near fall. Must have had a pinning combination. I didn't even see him.
Yeah, I didn't see the arm swipes either, but it is 6-0 now, Lewis.
Well, with that shot clock in there, I could have missed very easily.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Lewis continues to work on top, hooking the legs in. Shaparo's done a good job of limiting the damage, but he's got a long ways to go here, down 6-0, 50 seconds to go, second period.
And I tell you what, Lewis just was trying to cradle, wasn't there. Rolls us back over again, starts again. Now he's cranking on something. I can't quite see what he's doing here, but he just goes from one move to the next. He's not going to sit with you.
Well, again, he just did a little swimming there, just making sure they stay on the mat. They're right at the edge of the circle. 29 seconds to go, second period. 6-0 lead for Trey Lewis.
And I don't see, he's working the arms up there, keeps that one going the other, one tight the other way. I mean, he's relentless on that part of it, but we're just able to do a great job of countering what he's throwing at us so far.
10 seconds to go in the second period. Now Lewis looks like he's trying to hook up that cradle again, but again, they're right at the edge of the circle, but Lewis hasn't let him go out of bounds. And we get to the end of the period. 6-0 lead for Trey Lewis of Pier over Lucas Shapiro of Huron. And it'll be a referee down position for Shapiro as we start the third period. 43-9, Pier leading in the duel. They'll win it. And Lewis is kind of flattening him up from up top. Now trying to hook it up. He has the head, but just can't get control of the leg. And Shapiro has done a good job of, as I said, limiting damage.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's made Lewis work so doggone hard and not get any points for it. That's a good thing on our part. Now we're set out here. We got to be careful.
Well, he's sitting out, and the coaches want him to use an arm there.
You got to be careful which way you go, because he's trying to split you and get you tilted back over. You got to limp your arm out of there.
You can literally see Shapiro looking back at the coaches, trying to see what they're telling him.
You got to go back and try to reach back and get that head, which is, I mean, it's a country mile away if you're sitting there.
And we go stalemate.
Yeah, there it went.
Minute 3 to go in the match. 6-0 lead, Trey Lewis. Now Lewis looking at Coach Lewis saying, where do I need to go here? I think he's asking if we should let him up. But he does not, and he's going to continue to ride him here with 1 minute to go in the match. 6-0 lead, Trey Lewis.
And, I mean, I'm just, you know, he's thrown everything at us. We've done an excellent job of staying out of trouble for the most part and living the damage. But now
we're seeing a little more movement out of the bottom there for Shapiro now.
Lewis has got an arm bar underneath, trying to hook that way, and he goes in through kind of a deep six combination thing, and we're stopping that, doing a great job with that.
25 seconds to go in the match, 6-0 Lewis, and Postma down talking, I assumed, Shapiro.
Well, I tell you what, you can't get much more movement out of what he's doing. Because Lewis doesn't give him much options, so, I mean, he's doing the best he can, I think, but still, you got to try to get out.
And we're down to 5, 4 seconds to go. Lewis is going to win it, but for Shapiro, a small victory. He didn't give up six against the number three in the state.
Oh, that was wait a good battle. Good battle on our part.
Another three for Pier, 46-9, Governor's lead. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We move to 190. Damo Senior for Huron, Chance Sarda for Pier, and 30 seconds in, and forehead to forehead, both trying to get the arm advantage, but nothing doing at this point.
Well, they both tie up. There's a little bit of force there.
A little dance there. Now we're just back to shadow wrestling there at the middle of the mat. Little hand jive. Now we come back in, getting the hand control, and well, half a shot there by Da. Didn't get there.
Now when they tie up, they slap it in there pretty good.
It looks like they're both trying to tie up and then maybe get a throw out of it, but they're both trying to do the same thing again.
Neither one's really, you know, they've worked everything's upper by the upper body, nothing down below at all. Haven't made a shot hardly down there. Did you call it a good shot?
Sort of had a headlock in there briefly, but we're still on our feet here with 40 seconds to go in the first period, no score.
And I'm just about to venture a guess if something really happens here, we're going to be at zeros at the end of this one. Nobody's even making a really good shot here.
There's single leg by Moe, but a nice counter by Sarda, and Sarda riding him and takes him down.
Boy, that was quick.
I think Sarda's just waiting for Moe to do something. Now there's a trip by Moe, and he's getting back point, or by Sarda, and he's getting back points on Moe. 10 seconds left. He'll get the three out of this. Moe finally able to roll back on his stomach as we get to the end of the first period. So right when you said that.
Boom, here we go.
Boom, here we go. And a 3-2. Huron leading. Is that right? No, okay. I didn't think that was right.
Somebody got their finger in the wrong spot there.
So it's 5-0, Chance Sarda at the end of the first period, and those 5 points came in the final about 25 seconds of the period. We start the second, and Damo's going to have to ride it here to begin the second period for the Huron Tigers.
You need to stay back underneath those arms, and now there's a roll through by Sarda.
Sarda up on his feet and gets the reversal, and it's 7-0, Chance Sarda. Now he's got the headlock in, and he's got it in there tight. Legs up in the air, the back points are there, and Moe almost and does roll through it. Sarda, though, just stays with the action, rolls behind him again, continuing to get the control as the headlock in there up front. I think they gave him the 3 points, didn't they? 10-0?
Yeah, we got to have. I don't see Bud holding his fingers off to the side.
Yeah, so I think the three.
We broke the hold. Yep.
Yep, the three have been awarded. So it's 10-0 Sarda, minute 13 to go, second period. Moe getting up on all fours as Sarda up in the air, but Sarda just stays with it. And here we go again. Here's the tilt and some back points with the legs flailing by Moe. So this will be another three coming the way of Sarda.
He reshifts. Got rid of that. He's on a kind of a front headlock deal with a half tied into it a little bit. He just keeps working. Now he comes around to the side. Got a half in there, and he just keeps cranking on him now.
40 seconds to go in the second period, and win by fall. Is that what happened? Win
yep.
by fall, Sarda, at 3 minutes and, or 4 minutes and 19 seconds. Jan Sarda with the win by fall. Another pin for Pier. They're up 52-9. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Home, truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we move to 215 Chumley. Brian Ramirez, ranked number 6 in the state, on the mat for the Tigers. Elijah Bucci, honorable mention, on the mat for Pierre. And we're at a minute 10 to go in the first period and just trying for hand control. A few shots, but nothing all that aggressive. There's a nice single leg by Bucci. Ramirez flattens himself out. Bucci trying to drive. Now he gets the leg in there, the trip, and no takedown yet. They're right at the edge of the circle, and Ramirez trying to get his leg back up again. They got the legs hooked in, and that's what saved Ramirez from giving up the takedown here. Now there is the takedown, and Bucci leads 2-0.
Now here comes Ryan's got to back out the door.
Yeah, Bucci got a little high, and Ramirez a chance to back out. They're right at the edge of the circle, and they do go out of bounds. That actually probably helped Bucci in that case because Brian had a chance to escape.
He is getting in trouble there, you know, and so if we had a little more time or real estate, we'd have been okay there.
But 2-0 lead now for Elijah Bucci with 32 seconds to go in the first period. 2:15 in heavyweight left here for our duel tonight. Pierre going to win both duels, girls and boys. This is a match that Coach Goff pointed to. This is going to be a good test for Ramirez after his big weekend in Chamberlain last Saturday. Again, Bucci kind of riding it, but we're getting to the end of the period here now. That will end the first period. And a 2-0 lead for Elijah Bucci of Pierre. And what are we going to do? Looks like Ramirez is going to go down, be the referee's position. And Bucci will ride to start the second period. And off the whistle, Bucci kind of switches off to the right, trying to get that far side cradle, and comes back in. Still have the headlock in on Ramirez. Ramirez trying to reach back, get control of the leg. But, oh, Bucci, a nice tight grip. And did we get enough to get points off that?
Yep,
we did. 2 points. A very quick tilt by Bucci, but he gets two out of it, and it's 4-0. Bucci.
If you're Brian, you got to get a face up here. But he keeps you in that ball. You're in trouble there. You got to get yourself squared up with it as much as you can.
Yep, there he is. Brian up on his feet. Ramirez gets the escape. It's 4-1. Back on our feet now as Ramirez comes right in and goes forehead to forehead with Bucci.
He's kind of reached for that leg, but wasn't a good enough shot yet. He had to back out of that, which is smart on his part.
Again, just trying to feel each other out on our feet. And there's a single leg in by Bucci. Gets his leg curled in as well, and he'll get the takedown. Takes Ramirez down. 6-1 lead for Bucci. Boy, he was just methodical. That got the leg hooked in, or got the single leg, and then got the leg hooked in, and that was just timber after that.
Yeah, and actually, if you're Brian, you got to be a little more defensive there. You give that leg up way too easy for him.
Now Bucci, he's trying to get a couple of different holds here to see if he can get that tilt again like he had earlier. He's up 6-1 with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Looks like
and
he's got a cradle coming.
Yeah, he's got the cradle, and he's getting back points here. Ramirez, leg up in the air, and Bucci has that in there pretty tight. 20 seconds to work with. He's got the back points, and now he's trying to tighten it up, see if he can get Ramirez in there a little flatter. He's got it in there pretty tight now.
And like I say, if he can get that, he's let's him settle down in, and he's got the bottom leg of Bucci. He's got it. You stick that in Brian's ribs, and you start push with that and squeeze the other way.
Clock buzzer's going to save Ramirez. 3 back points for Elijah Bucci, and he moves up to a 9-1 lead heading into the third period. Or what are we doing here? Ramirez comes up a little shaky after that.
That was tight.
Yep. And both wrestlers on their feet to begin the third period. Some work to do now for Brian Ramirez, down 9-1, entering the third period here at 2:15.
Oh, he got in there. Jay got in there way too easy on that single leg again.
And Bouche, and he's up, and there's the takedown, and he's up 11-1. Now Ramirez really got to find some way here to get back into it. He's only got a minute 35 left to go in it, and Bouche has pretty much controlled it.
If you're Brian, you can't sit down there, buddy. That's gives him half the move right there, and he's just taking his time on you.
And right now, Bucci's in control. He's just riding Brian as the leg split. He's got that headlock in from the back.
You know, he don't have to do much of anything here. He can just sit back and wait for you. You know, you want to do anything else, sit back here and kind of make an attempt at a different move here and a different move there. Not really a confident thing, but you got to start moving.
Well, it almost looked like he tried to hook up that tilt again. Now he's...
Yep, walking that leg over.
Has the leg over and was trying to roll Brian. We're inside of a minute to go in the match. Elijah Bouche is up 11-1. And Ramirez is just struggling to get out from underneath the Bouche. Bouche is just doing a good job. And, well, we've seen that from all the pure wrestlers tonight. They just keep moving side to side. And there hasn't been a lot of cautions against the green singlets.
Well, you know, and they don't sit. You know, like you just alluded to there, they keep moving. And now we're back in kind of a little tilt position there, working things over. Okay, they give up on that. Now they go back to something else. They don't just sit. They go from one move to the next, wait for Brian to do a little help, to help him out a little bit. We're getting not doing anything down below, so makes Pierre's job pretty easy.
Well, we're getting to the end of the match, and, ooh, we're getting some more back points here right as the buzzer is coming. And, boy, Elijah Bouche, a very impressive win, 14-1 over Brian Ramirez of Huron. 56-9, Pierre increasing the lead. Heavyweight next to wrap it up. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
When we moved to heavyweight, we missed 27 seconds. We missed a lot of action. It's 5-2. Lucas Coleman leading, but Sir Wah has a single leg there trying to finish it off. They're at the edge of the mat. Right off the bat, Coleman came in and got a near fall, takedown a near fall. Nice reversal to come out of it by Sir Wah. Now we're just back on our feet. So as soon as we got back from break, it kind of slowed down. Here's again Coleman trying to get the throw. He's got the throw, and he's got Sir Wah on his back. Coleman's got it in there tight. Wah trying to move his hips, but he's not moving a lot. Official looking in closely at it. Now Wah trying to bridge out and tightened up by Coleman. Coleman has the arms in control. Win by fall, minute 17. A lot of pins tonight for the Pierre Governors, and they defeat the Huron Tigers tonight in the duel, 62-9. Gary Zell Auto Glass post-match coming up after this timeout. 2 minutes, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
This is a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Gary's Del Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Del offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary's Del Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary's Del Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
In the post-match, and it is 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM, Huron. Tigers fall in both duels tonight. The girls goes to Pier 35-6. And the boys goes to Pier 62-9, but a couple of good individual performances in there for the girls. First off, Kaylee Bowden win by fall, 31 seconds for Huron's win for the girls. Sorry to say, but we kind of missed that one because she actually pinned too fast as we were still in break. But Kaylee came out, and, she was on top right away, and it was just a matter of she could get the right hold, and she did.
Well, exactly. She came out, the Pier girls just, had a little hesitation there or whatever you want to call it, and she was smart enough to take advantage of it, and it paid dividends.
And then you go to the boys, and Carter Nelson got it off to a good start, a 9-5 win over the number 8 wrestler in the state. And, Carter, there's the kid that we're really talking about, a lot of potential. I mentioned it during the duel that back in December, I just said Coach Goff, who's the one guy, we need to watch? And he says, Carter Nelson, that's the kid that's really under the radar right now. He's only a freshman, first year on varsity, but that's a kid who has some skills. And, I think we kind of saw what Goff saw tonight.
Well, exactly. And he stayed right with it. That's the thing. You got to stay there and give you opportunities, and there's the chances that would come around, and he took advantage of those, turned the points into what he needed to, and came away with the win. Big win for him. Big win for him.
Then Moses Gross, just business as normal. Win by fall, 253. Brock Mosier is no pushover. He's honorable mention all day, but, starting tailback on that football team. And,
oh, absolutely.
And Moses just took care of business, 253 fall.
And he makes it look pretty easy. He does. He's one of those kids that just one thing right after another, he just makes it look pretty easy.
Coach Strand up here, so we'll take a timeout of 1 minute and visit with him. Coach Goff will be coming up shortly as well. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And back, continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-match. And first up, we visit with Drew Strand, head girls coach for the Huron Tiger Wrestlers. Tigers girls fell 35-6, did get a win by fall at 138 with Kaylee Bowden. And I guess just go to her match, as we were talking about, that was about as quick. I mean, she had a game plan and delivered it very efficiently.
Yep. I mean, it was nice to see her go out there and kind of get after it. I know a lot of the times, girls especially, they kind of overthink it and get into their own head sometimes. So it was really nice to see her go out there and start to collect some wins, especially when you get a win over Pierre. It's always big for you. We're trying to work out a way where we can sneak her into hopefully the top 16 so she can make it into state for the girls. So that was a good start to the finish of the season here if we go in and keep finishing strong.
You know, and the other girls, you know, Pierre came out with a lot of pins, but, you know, that's a quality team. They're the number one girls team in the state for a reason, and hopefully some lessons learned for our girls, you know, because at the end of the day, we still have a lot of young, inexperienced girls.
Yep. I mean, a lot of our team is first year, so we got a lot of young and inexperienced, and it's nice to kind of see a team, you know, that's been there since day one. You know, Pierre has had a full team since the start of it. And girls wrestling, so it's nice to kind of see that competition and see where you can get to if you stick it out for that long.
You know, we're kind of talking about that during the girls' duel. Pierre, from the beginning, they were kind of where everybody wants to get.
Yep. I mean, they always got numbers, and numbers, you know, that's everything. You can compete in the practice room, and then it shows when you get out here against other people. You know, you don't have to mix-match weights. They have plenty of people to move around and good practice partners to go with, you know, and so we're kind of mix-and-matching in our wrestling room of inexperienced, experienced. And, you know, we're just trying to make it work, and our girls do a good job of just coming, and they continue to go forward every match instead of back up. And, you know, just a lot of credit to our girls of just continuing to fight. You know, Coach Peters and I, we talk about it every time, you know, we're at least going forward every time. We're not scared of anything, and no matter what throws our way, our girls are going to go out there and give it their very best of what they can manage right now.
Now, tomorrow you turn around, early wake-up call, I'm sure, Lee Wolf tomorrow, right?
Yep. The girls head up there to Lee Wolf, too, tomorrow. So, you know, like I told the girls this week in practice, this is kind of the grind of our season part that comes up here. We got to be ready. We got to find some wins here and there to make it to that top 16 if their individual goal is to make it to state. And, of course, that's everybody's goal, especially now, is to try to make it into state. So we just got to continue to finish strong. And, you know, it starts with this Lee Wolf tournament tomorrow.
And the Lee Wolf, you know, there's, again, some good combinations there. You get some of the good B programs that you may not see. Usually there's a school or two from North Dakota there. So, again, you know, just got to be ready to go.
Yep, got to be ready to go. This is huge for our girls to start collecting some of these important wins that we need to find our way to make it to the state, you know. And I think a lot of our girls are ready for it and ready to accept it, whether it's their first year or third year wrestling. So, you know, we're just going to go out there and be ready to wrestle.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Girls as they fall to Pierre tonight, 35-6. Again, Kaylee Bowden win by fall at 138. She is the First National Bank Outstanding Wrestler. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. Visit with Coach Goth with the boys next on Dakota Sports.
Count on the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure this essential extracurricular activity continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the STHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And once again, we are back here in the arena. Continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post-match as head boys coach Matt Goth joins us now. Tiger boys fell 62-9. Wins for Carter Nelson at 106. Moses Gross at 150. And right off the bat, you know, Carter Nelson will be our outstanding wrestler, First National Bank outstanding wrestler. He defeats Gable Urig, who is ranked number 8 in the state. And Carter, boy, once he took the lead, he kept it. And he just felt like he was in control.
Yeah, Carter gave up an early takedown and just continued wrestling. Solid wrestling on bottom, sealing off, keep coming up. The kid kept putting legs in. Carter would sit him to his hip, and finally he was able to sit him to his hip and get a reversal at the end of the second, which gave him the lead, and then he put on a nice ride and then got a late takedown to seal the deal. So it was an impressive win for Carter, and it just really goes to show how hard he's been working all season.
You know, and I, we were talking about it during the after he won too. I go back to December, first time I talked to you, setting up this season. I asked you who's a wrestler that you know that is going to surprise people that we may not know about, and you said Carter Nelson. You know, he's young, but yet he is a freshman, but this is really his first varsity experience. But you said that's the kid that you don't know about to watch, and well, he's showing your faith now.
Yeah, he really is impressive. He's a little undersized for 106. So even when he gets the taller kids, he kind of struggles getting to the legs and stuff like that. But when he wrestles somebody his size, his talent really shows through.
Then a win for Moses Gross, too, at 150. You know, we almost take him for granted. You know, well, he's just going to take care of business. When you look at it, you know, Brock Mosier, who he pinned at 2 minutes 53 seconds. He, you know, he's honorable mention. He's from a wrestling family. He was the starting tailback of that state championship football team. That was no slouch, and Moses just took care of business.
Yeah, Moses is just impresses everybody every time he steps on the mat. He's a solid wrestler. He works hard, and he's always looking to improve and go score those points. So
he was doing some what I felt was unorthodox things, kind of slipping underneath, exposing himself to his back, but gotta remember you're talking wrestling novice here.
Yeah, Moses got in a situation where he had to pass the legs and stuff like that, and he came out just fine. That was, like you said, Mosier, he knows how to wrestle, put Moses in some situations where Moses had to really wrestle through early in the second period. Mosier went to a side headlock and tried to hit Moses in the Merkel, and Moses, just as strong as he is, he wasn't able to get to it.
And then one other guy I do want to mention, too, is 175, Lucas Shapiro. Is, you know, he did lose 6-0, but the number three guy in the state, he wrestled all 6 minutes, just gave up a decision. You know, sometimes there's good losses. And Lucas, you know, he Trey Lewis threw everything at him, and Lucas just stayed with it.
Yeah, Lucas is a freshman again, and he's one of those that wrestled pretty well throughout middle school. He was a middle school runner-up at state. Hasn't seen a lot of the varsity lineup, but when he has, he's been impressive. Like you said, Trey Lewis is a good wrestler. He was a state finalist last year, and it just goes to show where Lucas can go in the next few years.
You know, and then maybe some lessons to be learned from some of the other guys in the lineup. A lot of pins tonight. And Pierre, you know, one thing we noticed, Pierre does not lay back and wait for something to happen. They're aggressive. They keep moving. You know, there wasn't a lot of lulls in the action that you can see sometimes.
Yeah, Pierre's an aggressive team. They're always moving forward. They're looking for those points on top. They're always looking to get to that cross face, looking for the cradles, the butchers, and they're really good at hitting that side headlock Merkel the last few years, so they have some things that'll put you in danger fast. So you just got to be ready to wrestle and seal off and do the right things, which the guys that wrestled deep into the match were doing those things, and the other guys just have to learn from the little mistakes they make when you're wrestling a team like Pierre, who's looking for those bonus points all the time. You got to wrestle a little bit slower, seal off, and then come up.
He just said butcher, by the way, not 2-1 like you do. Hey, now we'll look ahead tomorrow. Lee Wolf, and then I think JV's in Groton, right? That's kind of what we've done on this weekend the last few years, right?
Yep, so we have a couple guys, Carter, Ryder, who else? Tegan Lean, TJ Lean, and Lucas will be the varsity guys going to Groton as well. It's a varsity tournament that we send JV kids to. So hopefully they'll get some good matches, some more experience wrestling into the winner's side, hopefully. And then the rest of us will roll into the Lee Wolf challenging tournament with lots of good teams. And hopefully we come out with a couple big wins.
Yeah, both tournaments really a chance to wrestle some kids you don't necessarily see. I know the Lee Wolf, you get a lot of top B wrestlers there. Maybe you don't always see them. There's usually a couple of North Dakota schools that come down as well. So I know that's always challenging competition.
Yep, so there's quite a few good guys coming. Moses will have the number one kid in the Bs. If they all meet in the finals, that'll be a good match. The last time they met, Moses was an eighth grader, so hopefully we can see that match. They're both number one in the state at their weight class in A and B, and they're also both number two in honorable mention, so hopefully we get to see that matchup.
And overall here, we're just about to the end of January. You know, Coach Strand said he kind of looked at this weekend as maybe being the grind of the season, although last weekend was kind of a grind as well. But, boy, you know, once you get to February, all of a sudden the duels are just about over. Your tournament here heading to the state. And for me, January is a grind anyway. I think you guys kind of look at it that way as well.
Yep, January, you wrestle a lot of matches, and then in February, it slows down. You get a little bit more time to practice and key in on those things you've been struggling with throughout January, and hopefully we can start peaking. Like we say, we have the tournament this weekend, and then we have the Watertown Duel. And since
that's senior night as well.
Yep, senior night. And then since state duels got moved over to our tournament weekend, we lose that tournament. So we're almost done with the season. The regular season, and we're getting ready for the postseason.
Matt Goth, head coach here on Tiger Boys, as they fall tonight here 62-9, and Carter Nelson, 106-pounder, your first National Bank Outstanding Wrestler. We'll take a final minute timeout of 2 minutes and wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses.